Hello and welcome to Talking Politics on KBIA.
Do I have all the answers? No, I don't. But neither does anyone else. So we all need to work together and talk about it.
New Columbia City Council Representative Daryl Dudley, the Hy-Vee convenience store manager, is one of three new faces elected to the Columbia City Council last week. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Whitmire.
And I'm Kyle Stokes, a reporter and producer here at KBIA. Sarah and I are teaming up this week for a special election wrap-up edition of Talking Politics. We're focusing on the elections for Columbia City Council and mayor this week. Of course, Columbians elected a new mayor, Bob McDavid, after the most competitive campaign for mayor in 15 years. Voters also picked two new council representatives. You heard from Daryl Dudley from the 4th Ward, and Gary Kespel was elected to represent the 3rd Ward. Incumbents Jerry Wade and Carl Scala both lost their seats by a narrow margin. And while there are any number of ways to understand how things turned out, here's perhaps the most simple. As far as the city council goes, there's a before April 6th and an after April 6th.
And as they were counting the precincts, they were going to the west, and the west was my stronghold.
That's
going to
the
be
sound
the
of
precinct.
An outsider breaking in on election night. Daryl Dudley celebrated with his supporters after edging out a victory in the 4th Ward race. He acknowledged how much his election marked a shift in the dynamics and makeup of the city council.
We are all a bit more conservative than the people whom we are replacing. There will be a change in direction. I don't believe it'll be as abrupt, nor will it be as painful as many people think.
And across town, with a 54-vote edge over his opponent, Gary Kespel celebrated. He'd finally won a 4th Ward seat after losing it by only 63 votes 3 years ago.
This year especially, new faces on the council mean new approaches to city government.
I'm very pro-business.
Gary Kespel made job creation a priority of his campaign.
I'm all about jobs for Columbia. We've got 4,800 people unemployed in Columbia. 2,000 people moved and left Columbia last year because they couldn't find a job. Basically, they couldn't find a job. We've got to do something about jobs.
Ditto Daryl Dudley. He says we need to focus on those without college degrees. That's a change from the so-called smart growth-oriented approach, which emphasizes high-tech industry. Dudley says there are a lot of people in this town who just need jobs.
Everyone needs a job, no matter what their education level is, their skill level. If we have to bring in a technical college, technical school, something to get people to working. Everybody has an ability. We need to find something that will match your ability.
Dudley and Kespel also talked a lot about reducing the crime rate in town, which they say has gone up. We should mention, by the way, that the stances of Columbia's new mayor, Bob McDavid, on jobs and public safety issues roughly matched those of Dudley and Kespel. However, Bob McDavid did not respond to repeated phone calls from KBIA to be a part of this story.
A quick word about those who lost in the elections. Dudley's opponents in the 4th Ward race, Tracy Griever Rice and Sarah Reed, both had prior experience in government. Kespel beat Carl Scala in the 3rd Ward race, and Scala has held an official role in city government for more than 10 years. Bob McDavid had no prior experience in city government and beat an incumbent councilman for the mayor's chair. But Dudley, Kespel, and McDavid held what turned out to be the trump card in this election, the endorsement of the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. This year, the chamber endorsed candidates for the city council for the first time ever. The chamber's been around for more than a century, and every candidate with the chamber's endorsement this year won. Don Laird is president of the chamber.
Some of the input that we'd gotten from our membership was a desire to make sure there's more of a balance, and it didn't seem it was sometimes a little lopsided in the way that things were looked at. And so I think that was why we had groundswell for a little bit within some of the membership, saying that we want to make sure that we get that balance.
Gary Kespel says he knows the chamber's endorsement helped in his election. He says it's not so much the mere endorsement that helped, but what the chamber did after it endorsed him.
They did some publications. They sent out some letters to help raise funds. They put us in print quite a bit that they'd endorsed us, and it was a help. It was definitely a help.
The Chamber of Commerce trump card worked not only in the ballot box, but in fundraising. Kespel, Dudley, and McDavid all received far more campaign contributions than their opponents. McDavid received nearly double the next closest opponent, over 50